that it's off the animal. It could be both psukim are talking about when the load is on top of the animal. And the question is there a mitzvah to take it off? So therefore, Shimon says, if the Torah would have just said one pasuk, I would have thought that it's only talking about frika. I would not know the mitzvah tina altogether. Therefore, the Torah has to write both to teach me there's a mitzvah tina of helping him put it back on again. In both cases, Rabbi Shimon holds the mitzvah to do it even for free. Omar Rav says, Me divrei shneim numa, from both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, we learn out that sar balachayim diraisa. This svara, that if you see an animal that has pain, you're supposed to help him take off the bundles to take away the pain, that's a svara midiraisa. That's such a svara that's midiraisa. Why? V'yafilu Rabbi Shimon, loikom ele mishum delo misayim mikro. Shimon only says the reason why I need to psuk him is because of one pasuk I would not know which one the pasuk is talking about. Avo, but if Shimon would agree, misayim mikro, if the pasuk would have said clearly which one it meant, then he also agrees. The Torah just should have said prika. There's a mitzvah to help him. The Torah just should have said tina. There's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again. And dashin and kal v'chayma, I would make a kal v'chayma. If the Torah says you have to help him put it back on again, for sure you have to help him take it off. Why? Why would I say for sure you have to help him take off the load? Mishumai, what's the kal v'chayma? Lav isn't it mishum tsar balachayim dashinam? Because there's a svar in the derice of tsar balachayim. That means if the animal's loaded with bundles, there's tremendous tsar. So avada is a kal v'chayma. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to help the owner load the chamor. For sure there's a mitzvah to help him take off the load. But by taking it off, there's a mitzvah in your tsar balachayim. So you have a proof here, tsar balachayim is derice. Tomorrow says maybe no. Dilma maybe no. The kal v'chayma is like this. Mishundik achsar and kiss. Maybe it's only because of achsar and kiss. Like if the animal is loaded up, it's painful, so not because it's painful, but because the animals will become weaker, so the owner's going to have a loss. So in order to save the owner's loss, that's why you have to help him. But maybe there's no svar of tsar balachayim as deraisa. This is what they meant to say. Omar tina, madach the mitzvah of helping him load it. The last bechtar kiss, there right now, if you wouldn't help him, there would be no loss. Still chayiv, you have to help him. Prika, taking off the load. If you don't take off the load off the animal may faint, he may drop, he'll hurt himself, he'll become weak. So the kosher, isn't it for sure there's a mitzvah to help him take it off? Yeah. So therefore, could be there's no proof tsar balachayim is deraisa. Then more now, with Tina, helping him put it back on again, and bech tsar kiss, there's no loss. What do you say that for? Midla yastina, aren't we talking about? The adhoch of yoti botu mishukayu. That if you're gonna, if he can't load his chamor, he's gonna lose out on the business. Like if you help him load his chamor, he'll make it downtown in time to make a good deal. Now that you're not helping him, he'll lose out. So clearly there should be a chsar and kiss, even by tina also. So what's the kal v'chayma? Inami osa ganvi v'shakli. If he'll be stalled there for time on the road, maybe the governor will come and steal from him. So it's also called a chsar and kiss. Tamar says, Shakli kong er komad yigam adei. Teba, so shemele no, sabad the chutz, a swear to say that tina vada also has a chsar and kiss. So then what's the kal v'chayim? The kal v'chayim has to be, because tsar balachayim is the iraisa. But it says, Teba, bring another proof, that the tsar balachayim is the iraisa. The Torah says, it says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yosef Nili Yomer, him hoi yuol of yosef masoi and zokagloi. If the animal has more than he's supposed to, then you potash. You never, takas masoi. Masoi shiokol amagboi. Lav mechad ha-tanakam is sober zokagloi. Now still you have to help him out. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum, the tsar balachayim diraisa. Like, what do I care if he's overloaded? Adarabba. There's a mitzvah, tsar balachayim. Mer says, no, dimma, batachas masoi, twig, meras machlekis. If you see sabba dashina, tachas masoi, masoi, shiok, lamagoi, he makes this rush only if it's enough, only if it's weight, that he can hold up, and not if it's too overloaded. Rabbon and sabba dashina, tachas masoi.
We don't make this type of a drosha. So even though there's more weight on the animal that you really take, so what? Still the mice is still a mitzvah to help him take it off, to help him put it on. So kids, again, we have no proof here whether tsar balachayim is the rice of the rabbon, and so far we don't have any proof. Alright, we'll stop here. Just the mice where we came out before in the Gemara. The Gemara before had a shaldi again on the Chlamad Beis and Aleph. But the shaldi was that Isur of Sarfa that made a plukta. So the shaldi was he made a plukta in front of two Eidim. So he told them it wasn't good, you have to have in front of three Eidim. In front of three Alzbezdin. The mice left the maskana left takas alocha. Alocha is that when you have shutfist and if you want to divide up, any time you have to evaluate how much the merchandise is worth, in order to sell it, it always has to be done in front of three people. In front of two would not be good, they can make you hodar, it has to be done only in front of a bezdin in front of three. True, it doesn't have to be done in front of a bezdin. Mumcha is enough to be done in front of a bezdin, shel hajoitis. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that flame base in the base. In the middle of Sugi here again, if Tsar Balachayim is the Uraisa, is it also the Uraisa to give pain to an animal? So again, on five lines down from the top. Teda, bring another proof. This is the last more again. Teda, the Tsar Balachayim, the Uraisa, bring a proof that Tsar Balachayim is the Uraisa. To Tony, it says, says in the Seifa, we just said, Have you seen really Yoimer? Him, how you all of Yosem, I saw if the animal was carrying more than he could, dig a load, ain't Zokli, you don't have to help him. Shinema, with Ashen Apostle says, Tachas Masoi. You only have to help the animal if he fell down from under his bundles. So with Ashen Masoi, Sheyochel Amadvoi. Only bundles that really you could get up and hold. Mashenk, if it's too much, he can't. So, that's what Rav Yosi says. Lav Mechlau, the Tanakam is over. Tanakam holds no. Zokli. Still, you have to help him get up. My time, what's the reason? How come you still have to help him? Lav isn't it Mishun Asam Balachayim Diraisa? Because there's a sword.
Yeah.
Lav isn't it Mishun Asam Balachayim Diraisa? So Mora says no. Dilma really both sold Asam Balachayim is Lav Diraisa. It's not Midiraisa. Says so. How come a Tanakama says still you have to help him pick it up, even though he has so many bundles, more than he could take? I tell you, Dilma, betachas masoi pligi. Masoika says, do you make this type of a Joshua or not? Rav Yosi, Sobi, yes, we dashin, Sobi, the dashin, atachas masoi, means masoi, shiyachalamaboy. Only weight that he can really hold. But if it's too much, he has no mitzvah to help him. For Rabbon and Sav, we learn Dashin Atachas Masoi. No, we don't make such a drosha. Even though it's more than he could take, still there's a regular mitzvah to help him. But not because of Tzav Balachayim is the Raisa. The Gemara says, V'teidah, bring your proof. That the way we're Matcha now. That the Tzav Balachayim loves the Raisa. Like we're saying now, it's not the Raisa. Why the Tony Raisha, we don't know the Raisha, Holach B'Yoshev Loi. If the owner went and just sat down, the Yomelon, he said to you, listen, you have a mitzvah lifroit to help me take off the bundles. Porik, take off the bundles. That's what the owner said. You should know potter. It says that you're potter, you don't have to do it. Wash and the pasuk says, Emoi only with the owner. Now the question is, the you're going to tell me that Sar Balachayim Diraisam, there's such a swar if you see an animal loaded with packages. He has a mitzvah Diraisam that take it off to take away his pain. If so, Mali Yisilamor Abadei, Mali Kilesilamor Abadei. What's the difference if the owner is there helping you or not? Liyot, yeah. So the Chura, since we dash in the Pasuk Imoi, that you're potter if the owner is not helping you, that Saraya, there's no Svara Midiraisa of Tsar Balachayim. So Mora says, no, maybe that's no proof. The Olam, I tell you, Tsar Balachayim Diraisa. Maybe there is a Svara Midiraisa you have to help out, take away pay from an animal. So if so, the question is, if the owner sits down and doesn't help you, why are you free from helping taking the loads off the animal? I'll tell you no. Me, Sarvat, who told you, do you think, potter means potter legamri, that you potter from the mitzvah completely? No. Vidilma potter bechinam. Maybe it just means you don't have to do it for nothing. But v'chayi b'schar. You're allowed to tell the owner, listen, I want you, I'll do it for you, but you're going to have to pay me. V'chikom rachamon. This is what the Torah means to say. If the owner is there helping you, taking off the bundles off the animal, or v'gabay bechinam, then you have to help him without pay for free. But if the owner is sitting down and not doing anything, and he's just telling you to go do it, then you have right to say, true, I'll do it, but you're going to have to pay me for it. Now the Gemara says, but it could be it could be really there is a swarm of the Raisa, you have to take away the pain from an animal. Now the Gemara says, let me bring your proof to this, that there is a swarm of Tzav Balachayim the Raisa. We learn like this, if you have a goyish animal that's loaded with the bundles, you're supposed to help it take off the bundles just like a Jewish animal. So the question is why? Bishleim is the svar midiraisa, you're supposed to take away the tzar from an animal. So what do I care if the owner is a goy? Even though the owner of the animal is a goy, but still there's a mitzvah midiraisa to take away the pain from the animal. That's why you have to help the animal to take the load off him. What if you're going to tell me? Tzav Balachayim love the Uraisa, no, there's no svar midiraisa, that you have to worry about the pain of an animal. If so, am I metapable to behemoth Yisrael? What kind of mitzvah is there to help a guy take off his bundles? There's no mitzvah to help a guy. How come it says he's supposed to be metapable, help take off the bundles off a guy, goyish animal, just like a Jewish one? Why? There should be no mitzvah. So where it says, Hosem Yishuneva, Teyenechanami. It's not a svar midiraisa, it's only a svar Yishuneva. Now, we're afraid the guy will become angry at us. And we'll have some problems with them, therefore we're supposed to help them take it off. But it's only Mishun Eva, not because Tzav Balachayim is the Raisa. And Hachinam and Mestarva, this is the Svar also. Tiktoni, because it says over there, Im hoister tuna yayin, let's say this goyish animal was carrying bare barrels of wine, so kitzis yayin esach, then also, yayin also, yayin es also, ain't zoklo. You're not supposed to help him. Why? Because something that's also bano, you're not supposed to do any work with it at all. Therefore, you're not going to help him take it off. Because if you help him take off the bundles from Yisur Yanom, he'll be machzik tov with you. He'll give you a thank you. So it's called you're gaining something because of Yisur Yanom. Therefore, you're not supposed to do anything. Now, Iyam with Bishleim Alav Dirais. If you tell me now there's no Svarat Sabal Chaim Dirais on, but Shemaki ain't Zokaglo. Therefore, we don't have to help him in this case. Because it's only Mishum Eivu, like Rashi says, you can get away with it. You can tell him, listen, since it's also, I'm not going to do anything with it. But early, Iyam, what if you're going to tell me, Diraisa, that there's a svar of tzar balachayim midiraisa. You're supposed to take away the pain of an animal midiraisa. Amaya in zoklo. How come you don't have to help this animal to take off the wine? It's midiraisa tzar balachayim. There's not why there's a real hanoi you're having from it. Like you're not mechavin right now to have enjoyment from the owner. He'll be master toy with you. That's not your kavana. So therefore, we had one of the tzar. That if tzar balachayim would be the diraisa, then avad you should be mechuyu to take off these bundles off the animal. So Gemara says no. Hokikomo. Ulahatina yayin osa. That's what just means. There was a question of putting the bundles, these barrels of wine, on top of the animal. Hatina, to put it back on, then you're not allowed to. Then ain't zokaglo. There it's very good. Because since it's also bano, you're not allowed to work with it. Ay, this tzabalachayim, no. Helping to put bundles on top of the animal is no tzabalachayim. But enechnami, if you had the animal full of a load of wine, then you would be allowed to take it off the animal. Maybe, because if Yod Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, it would be Mutter. So here we have no proof. Toshma, come in here. It says, Behemas Oivik Echovim. If a behemoth belonging to a guy, or Masu Yisroel, but the weight, the packages on top belongs to a Jew, to a Chodalto. With Dash and the Postes of Chodalto, sometimes you have a right to stop and not help him. Now why? Viyam, if you're going to tell me that Tzar Bal Chaim the Raisa, Amai the Chodalto. Why do you have a right to stop? Even though the animal belongs to a guy, so what? Now that the animal is loaded to the top with bundles, there should be a mitzvah tzar balachayim to take it off him. For the Marius Kasha Faker, also if Tazimi Boyle, there should have been a mitzvah to help him take it off. So Marius says, Liyelam, really, I'll tell you, maybe tzar balachayim is Yeraisa. Like, that's where we hold. But Hostum over there, Bettina, maybe they're talking about not taking off the bundles, but putting the bundles back on again. Since the animal belongs to a guy, you don't have a chiyuv to help him put the bundles back on again. For the Gemari, if so, Ihochi is so, Eim Seifa. What does the Sefer say? Behemas Yisrael, if the animal belongs to a Jew, or Masu Yevikichovim, but the bundles is Goyisha bundles. So it says, Ozev Tazev, you have to help him. The Mechoyev to help him. Now the question is, Vi Bitina, if we're talking about Tina, putting bundles back on again, Amai Ozev Tazev, why do you have to help him? Like, why should you have to help him over here? It says what? It's true, it's a Jewish animal, but the weight, the bundles belong to a guy. So the bundles belong to a guy, why should there be a mitzvah to help him put it back on again? You're helping out the guy, there's no mitzvah to help out a guy. So Mora says, yes, Mishum Tsar with Yisrael, that since the driver is a Jew, so as long as it takes him to put the bundles on, he can't travel. So it's Tsar for the Jew, the rider, therefore you're supposed to help him. For the Mora Yochi, you saw through the Reish and Ami, then in the Reish also. So Mora says, no. Reisha, the Reisha means if the rider was a Jew, so also you should have to help him, not to make him wait. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, Reisha, the Chamor, or the Kechavim. The Reisha was talking about that the leader, the rider, was a guy. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to help him out. Safe for those, the end, the safe was talking about the Chamor, Yisrael, where the rider, the leader, was a Jew. But tomorrow, my Pesikta, who told you? How do you know about this? So Mara says, yes, Tama de Milsa. That Inish Bosa Chamri Yozel, whoever owns the animal, he's the one that usually leads it. If it's a Jewish animal, it's a Jew leading it. Even though it's a Goyish of bundles, but there's a Jew there. Therefore, Mishum Tsar, the Israel, you're supposed to help him even load the animal. But in the ratio where it was a Goyish animal, so Mastama the rider is a Goy. Therefore, you have Machiv to help him load the animal. And if not, to help him take off the load, that you would be Machiv. Because Tsar Balachayim is the Raisam.